It wasn't such a good day for local shares on Wednesday, the ASX 200 falling back and trading in negative territory throughout the session. At one stage, falling to three-week lows, down more than 1%. At the close, though, we did see a slight recovery. The ASX 200 down about 61 points, 0.9 of 1%, to close out at 6,777. We saw most sectors on the market also in the red, particularly some of the underperformers coming through from the likes of mining, communications, and also technology. In terms of technology, it's now been three straight days of losses. It has been quite sharp as well, some of those declines. Afterpay down about 3%, Xero also around that 3% mark lower. Appen, one of the worst on the market, down 12% on the back of its profit numbers that it released this morning. In terms of communications, it was Telstra down about that 3% mark as it traded ex-dividend, and BHP was the major lag for the mining stocks, also down around that 3% mark. So in terms of improvers, it was the staples and utilities. One of the big improvers in that staples section was Woolies, the share price lifting about 1%. Following its first half numbers released today. And of course, we've seen some strong sales numbers coming through for the supermarkets due to COVID-19. So double-digit growth, 10% growth in terms of sales, net profit, and also earnings or EBIT, seeing similar double-digit improvements over the half. That is likely to moderate, however, moving forward as we see those COVID restrictions starting to ease. Some other winners on the reporting season front, we had the Nine Network or Nine Entertainment lifting about 9%. Blackmores and Bega Cheese also both up 6% each. So some of the biggest winners on the reporting season front today. Losers included the likes of Humm, which is the buy now, pay later or payment services company, falling 18%. And also Nanosonics down about 7%. The Aussie dollar still above 79 US cents, but has eased from its recent highs, now hovering around 79.1 US.